1-800-700-3590.
It's a sale so big, Kohl's is open 24 hours, all day and all night. Now through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Get all of your last-minute gifts and save when you want to. With 60 to 70% off fine jewelry, 25 to 40% off all watches, and 15% off fragrance gift sets. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. Kohl's is open 24 hours, now through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Find your yes. Kohl's. Hours may vary by location. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, it's Denise Bradley here from Appliance Discounters, and I wanted to share some great news with you. Appliance Discounters is now offering 24 months interest-free financing with approved credit. Now you can get your Electrolux appliances just in time for the upcoming holidays. Get the very lowest prices on Electrolux appliances and take up to 24 months without interest to pay for them. You just can't beat that. Just another reason why Appliance Discounters has the happiest customers and the unhappiest competition. Visit any of our four showrooms in person or shop online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Hello, St. Louis. Sadie McVay here from Maggie O'Brien's, cordially inviting you and your friends to Maggie O'Brien's for your New Year's Eve celebration. Party goes from 9 to 3 a.m. Your all-inclusive ticket includes soft drinks, wine, draft beer, bottled beer, cocktails, premium cocktails, a champagne toast at midnight, and a food buffet out all evening while the DJ plays your favorite songs. All this for only $65. To purchase your tickets online, go to MaggieO'Brien's.com or give us a call at 314-421-1388. From all of us at Maggie O'Brien's, Merry Christmas, St. Louis, and a Happy New Year.
Forklifts. Not as sexy as a new hot-looking car, but if you need one, you need one.
So what do you do when you need a forklift, electric scissor lift, pallet jack, rollers, jib booms, or whatever you need for your material handling?
Head to locally owned and operated AD Lift Truck for forklift sales, rental, service, and parts. See the new forklifts from Heli, TCM, and more, both new and used. Head to AD Lift Truck, 5434 Natural Bridge Avenue in St. Louis.
For more, go to adlifttruck.com.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat, and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of...
Merry Christmas.
Oh, our old buddy. Old buddy Sean Connery.
In his playhouse on the air.
I say our old buddy, we never met him or anything. It just sounds, it sounds good to say that. Well, good afternoon and welcome. Whoa, I just realized... Today is Monday the 12th.
No.
Wait, let me do that again.
Monday what? The 22nd.
Okay, you know what? No, I ruined it. I blew it.
Monday the 12th.
I blew it. What was already not even a good a bit or funny, I made even less funny. I ruined it. I'm under a lot of pressure.
What'd you say, Dan?
Nothing.
Hey!
It's obvious the pressure's getting to me. Hopefully I can make it through the joke. That's all that really matters. We're brought to you by Schaefer Auto Body Centers. 8 locations. I've been saying 7. I keep forgetting how big they are. 8 locations. And there's a C in there, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. This is the only place you want to tell your insurance company you will accept nothing less than Schaefer to put that vehicle back together. And now... Let's introduce a couple of people to you. The control board operator extraordinaire, Father, how's little Archie doing?
Little Archie's doing great. He had his first doctor's appointment today.
Oh, little Archie Michael.
His second shot. So he didn't take too kindly to this one today.
We may have to do an abbreviated Burke segment since we didn't get to that. Will, you can tell us more about that. Father of Archie Michael Geis, Eon the Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you very much. I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are looking to have a long-term investment plan created specifically for you, then you need to sit down with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
I felt like you for a moment while ago when I did something really stupid. And I thought, wow, this must be how Dan feels.
It doesn't feel good, does it?
No, it really doesn't. And for a moment, I thought, well, I'm not ever going to make fun of him again. And then I thought, nah, yeah, I will. That didn't last long. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy said that he got up this morning and Mrs. Rat Boy was already in the kitchen and the flour was all over the place. And she's making her special chocolate chip. It's the triple C's, they call it. The chocolate chip and what cookie?
Cheese.
Chocolate chip and cheese cookie. That does not sound good to me, but he says
melted cheese and chocolate chip.
It's a tradition in their house. They call it the triple C Christmas. Chocolate chip and cheese. Maybe bring some of that in. It sounds horrible, but we'd be willing to try. Give it up, please, for Bruce Limpest and the All Boy Orchestra. So I have a great suggestion for you folks. If you're a big fat slob like me, you go to this Papa Murphy's where the pizza is not cooked. They do it, and you take it home and bake it, but they sell chocolate chip cookie dough, like the real deal dough. So you don't tell your wife you bought that. You sneak that in and hide it somewhere and then just eat globs of it with cold milk in the middle of the night. That's what I do. That's why I'm a big fat pig. I'm really down on myself today, as you can probably tell. And I'll tell you what kind of prompted some of that after a word from our sponsor, Schaefer. 8 locations, C in the name, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. And the body business, as in not like a spa or women's bodies or bodybuilder, but your vehicle, body work. I don't know anything about body work. I know guys that have... You see these cars drive down the road, and they're half done. They're gray, that putty, you know, and they haven't been painted yet. You know it's a work in progress.
Oh, yeah.
Some guy's doing it himself. I don't know anything about that stuff, but I know good work from bad work because I've had bad work many, many years ago. I know what bad body work looks like. And I might add it looked pretty good the first year, and then all of a sudden that door, it started changing colors or something. There's an art to it. They're artists at Schaefer. And in addition to, and it would be enough if they just did first-class body work, but they've taken it a step further. They'll hold your hand and walk you through every bit of this process that is insurance coverage. They'll handle all of that. You know what you have to do? You have to call an insurance company and say, I want Schaefer to do it. You're pretty much done. If it's not drivable, they'll come get it. They'll take you home. They'll pick you up. They'll get the rental car. They'll bring it to you. They just do it all. And that's really important to your parents and older people because it's confusing to them. They make it real simple. They are very good at what they do. Schaefer Auto Body Centers. If you're really AM and the PM, you will not let anybody else touch your vehicle. I mean it. We're very serious about this. We don't like it when people are pretend AM and the PMers. Oh, yeah, they say they're AM and the PM, but then they go and give their business to people who don't support and make this show possible. There'll be a price to pay for that down the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, you bet. Judgment Day.
In hell.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe
yeah.
Not. Well, maybe not that.
Well,
extreme,
I don't know. But... It could be that extreme. Do you want to take that chance? I don't think so. Wouldn't that be something if you died and it's Judgment Day? And St. Peter said, I see here where you proclaimed.
Looks good. Wait a minute. What is this here?
What's this? You proclaimed to be AM and the PM, yet I see you took your vehicle somewhere. And then the trap door opens and boom, you fall straight into hell. Do you want to take that chance? I don't think so. Schaefer Auto Body Centers. Don't forget the C, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. And now an abbreviated Burke segment. We didn't have time for it. PM, what do you have? Archie Michael is 2 days. He'll be a week away tomorrow.
Old. Yes.
Wait. Wasn't he born on Tuesday?
He was born Wednesday morning.
Okay, five days.
So essentially, yeah, five days. Yeah, it's been, it was a rough night, one of the nights. He didn't sleep too well, Saturday night.
Which meant, of course, she had to get up.
Right, like every hour at night and feed him.
You can't do it. You got a job.
I don't have any
work.
Milk production in my chest area.
Well, I hope not.
So, but he slept great last night, you know, 2 to 3 hours.
Did you put the picture you just showed me?
On our Facebook page? No, just on my own.
Of Peon and Archie? Together?
The one that
you should put that up.
Okay. Oh, I think that's a great
picture.
He's
a cute little kid. And the reason I say that is, and what I told Peon was, I said, if I didn't say anything, that would mean he's ugly. Because I'm not going to say, hey, your kid's ugly.
Right.
But I wouldn't say he's cute. He's a cute kid. Here's why I mentioned that. Not all babies are cute. These people that go, oh, all babies are cute. No, they're not. Not all puppies are cute. I've seen some really ugly puppies. They look like anteaters or something. Some babies look like anteaters. They're really ugly. They just are. I've seen them. Your little boy is really cute.
That's what we were hoping for. Health was way down on the list. We wanted to make sure he was good looking first. Yeah,
number
cute
one.
Baby. Yeah.
Well,
health,
you know what Fernando said on SNL? It's better to look good than to feel good.
That's right.
Billy Crystal. Remember that routine?
Yes. You have to look good.
But you should put the pictures up because he's a really cute kid.
I think that picture of him laying on your chest there.
Oh, yeah. That's a great picture.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's a great
picture. Can you believe that? That's just from my phone.
You took it?
It's amazing. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, it's a selfie.
It was a double selfie. Yeah.
That's the kind of thing you'd have paid a photographer
a dear
price for. Because that's
amazing what phones do now.
A photographer would say that's an artistic, let's do black and white. You just did it and saved yourself a lot of money. Joe Cocker's dead. I'm sure you know that by now. Age of 70, lung cancer. Hmm. And I don't know much about Joe Cocker. I guess what I find interesting is that he didn't have a lot of hits. I mean, he's got like 4 or 5 hits or something in 40 years. But he made a mark. He looked like he was having a seizure. Was that an act or did he just not?
Oh, I don't know.
That's just how he had to react to the music.
Yeah, I think he just, that's how he.
But I told Peon, Dan, you're out of the room and you can tell me unless you know something we don't. I don't ever remember any news like Access Hollywood Entertainment Tonight. Let's sit down with Joe Cocker or, hey, we spotted Joe Cocker coming out or at any award show. It's like he didn't exist.
Yeah, I don't remember that either.
He was never in the public eye. There was never a story, not a bad story about him. Mm-hmm. Joe Cocker arrested again. Nothing.
No.
You didn't see him doing commercials, doing public service things. It's just sort of like he recorded and went away until he recorded again and went away again. So Joe Cocker gone.
Oh, he better let Dan do.
See, Dan's is so visual. If you want to see it at his best, you have to go on a trip with us because every trip we take, Dan gets up on karaoke night and does Joe Cocker. And half of what makes it great is the visual. But if you'd like
a couple bars,
and
one night,
you could do it now without the visual. Here's Dan Strauss with a little You Are So Beautiful. Tribute to Joe Cocker.
Yeah. Do you know where to jump in? You want me to tell
you? No, I know where to jump in.
He's a musician, for goodness sakes. He's in a band.
Here we go.
You are so beautiful. To me.
Wow. Hair standing up on my arm.
You are so beautiful.
How about it for Bruce Limpress at the keyboard? How about him? Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you, Bruce.
No, I'm okay, Dan. Dan blew his knee out doing Joe Cocker. He was in a spastic seizure, and he dropped down to his knee on a concrete floor at some disco in Jamaica and blew his knee out.
Well, he was already having issues,
whatever.
Right? You were already having knee issues.
Yeah, I had a little knee issue, but I tore.
But he gave his all for the listeners. He knew his knee was bad, and he went all out for the listeners anyway. That's what a trooper is.
And I tore my meniscus. I had to come home and have surgery on my knee.
Yeah, he told me before it started, he goes, all right, I'm going to have to take it easy because I already got this
but
knee
he didn't.
Problem. It was like 2 seconds into the song. He was down on his knees on the floor.
He doesn't know how to take it easy. Oh. But that's called being a trooper, giving your all for the listeners.
Dedication and, or stupidity.
And now, at first when he died, I thought, well, Dan, there goes your act. But no, you do a tribute.
Oh, yeah.
Now you can call it the tribute to Joe Cocker. Hey, people didn't stop doing Elvis or Michael Jackson when they died. You'll probably be even more in demand.
Now, could be.
When your band, the Outdoor Johnnies, get up.
Yeah, the Southside Johnny Band. Yeah. Actually, we could...
Now our tribute to the late Joe Cocker.
Yeah.
That's probably going to be a highlight
for
people.
We could do that. On New Year's Eve when we play.
So a couple of friends of mine, Mike and Steve Mantia, have a company, Target Electric. They do commercial electrical work. They, you know, somebody's putting a building up and they do the electrical. They told me a very interesting story. They have obviously a company truck. It's got the name of their company and the phone number. And I saw them today and I said, hey, you got a red truck just like Laclede has red cars. And Steve said, you know what's interesting? We get more calls from this. And he went to the back and took a little sign they have on the back window of the truck, small sign, with a phone number. It says, we buy trains. Their hobby is buying model trains. And he starts talking to me about this. I knew there were still people after all these years who were into the train sets, but I don't know anything about them. And I thought, well, maybe a few here and there. No. It may not be a large percentage of the population, but the people who are into it are really, really into the train thing. And he said that he and his dad will go to auctions. They'll find, let's say some woman's husband passes away and he had a train set and a bunch of trains. She just goes, it's just sad memories. I want to get rid of them. And they'll buy them and find out they're worth, in some cases, 10 times what they paid. If I heard him right, they went to one lady's house and bought, I think he said, 800 train cars and engines. Yeah. And turn around and sold them on eBay. And there's a segment of the population out there just waiting on eBay to find another train or a particular car or caboose. So it's still a big deal. I'm glad that it is, even though it's never interested me. There's certain things that should never go away. Yo-yos should never disappear. Trains should never disappear. Just things that make, you know, America a great place to be a kid. This has nothing to do with anything else. I just made a little note to myself to ask the question, why do we say that's all she wrote? Who is she and what did she write?
I don't know.
Isn't that but that's a weird one.
That's all she wrote.
Well, that's all she wrote. Really? What else? She didn't write anything else, and who is she and what'd she write? I don't know how that got to be anything. Now, I had an appointment last week with one of my ophthalmologists, and I was telling one of the women who worked there about my wife. My wife had a vein dissolved under her eye, and she had a black eye. This is my story, and I'm sticking to it. But it was her right eye, and I'm left-handed, so if I decked her, that's exactly, it looked just like I'd hit her. And I'm telling this girl, check this out. Here's what a crazy, crazy world this is. She said they had a patient who was in there one day, and she had had an eye procedure, so her eye was bruised around her eye. And she jokingly said to one of the other women that worked there, yeah, and her husband was standing there and says, he beat me again. Another patient overheard it and called the police.
Oh, my goodness.
The police show up at the doctor's office, and it became a big deal. Because now...
You got to jump through hoops to prove.
Yes, yes, the burden to prove. Well, we got a call. Somebody here heard you say that your wife... And then you... Well, I was kidding. Well, they hear that all the time.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. She said it was unbelievable. You cannot make jokes anymore about anything. It's just... I don't know. We've got, and hello, by the way, to Lisa in Dr. Shaw's office. She's very AM in the PM. Neat lady. Merry Christmas to all the police. Please find out your local precinct where they hang out. Take them a platter of cookies or something. It's been a rough year for them. Pistols Plus, I did not talk about Thursday, and I meant to, so I will just remind you that while I know that gun haters will never have their minds changed, and I might add that every gun hater I've ever known didn't know one thing about a gun, didn't own a gun, never fired a gun, and they still hate them, so you can't fix that. But they have a lot of great gift ideas. I wish women would be more diligent about being prepared and ready in case something happened in a parking garage or a parking lot. Ladies, you have to have that pepper spray, or if you have concealed carry, if you don't have it right there hand, it's not going to do you any good. I've preached to my daughter about this, even about pepper spray. You can't root in the bottom of your purse to find the pepper spray, like a lipstick. It's too late by then. Be aware of what's around you and be ready. And Pistols Plus has lots of great gift ideas. Archery gun, you know what they have. It's the plus in pistols means rifle, shotguns, accessories, cases, lock boxes, lights, knives, archery stuff. In Osage Beach, right across from Staples. Tonight on Channel 5, the best of the SNL Christmas bits, which I have to tell you, I'm actually tired of now. The sweaty balls thing with Alec Baldwin was funny the first 35 times I saw it.
And they just showed this exact same show like 2 weeks
ago. For Thanksgiving or something.
Yeah.
And I don't know why
they
did that.
You have so many years of Christmas stuff.
The Steve Martin, if I had one wish for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen that thing 50 times.
The only one that I like now is the Tonto.
Oh, Frankenstein and Tarzan.
Yeah.
My goodness, it's hilarious.
The Christmas card.
Phil Hartman, and help me out here. Phil Hartman.
Yeah.
Kevin Nealon.
Yeah, Kevin Nealon.
John Lovitz.
John Lovitz. I think those are the three.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like the... for some reason, I like that song that Jimmy Fallon, Horatio Sanz, and that one guy. What was his name? Chris Kattan,
yes.
And Tracy Morgan.
Yes.
Or it's just the keyboard.
It's stupid.
And it is so stupid.
It's so
but it's
stupid.
Funny.
It's funny. I know exactly. They have sweaters on. So that's tonight on Channel 5. I think it's 7 or 8 o'clock or something like that our time. Hello to Kimberly. Listen to this. Today, I'm in First Community Credit Union, and I'm in the lobby, and I walk up to the teller's window, and as I turn to walk away, this very cute and attractive blonde in her late 30s looks at me and says, well, hello.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not kidding. Now, I never get that.
Did you look over your shoulder?
I looked to see if somebody standing behind me. I did. And I realized she was talking to me. She said, well, hello. And I'm thinking immediately, okay, why would this hot, cute woman be saying hello to a big, fat, bald-headed slob? Okay.
And your fly's down.
No, and I said, hello. And she said, nice to see you. And I said, do we know each other? She said, I work upstairs. And then I thought, I thought for a minute that just
some random
total stranger just found me attractive.
No. Mm-hmm.
No, of course, that couldn't be.
Wah, wah.
Yeah, wah, wah. Apparently, we had met upstairs a while back. But check this out. We start talking. She's lost 130 pounds.
Wow.
Now... And this is the reason today I keep calling myself a big fat.
Did you
slob.
Ask her how she did it?
Yes, and she didn't have surgery. It was discipline, and I feel.
Where can you buy that?
Well,
I feel like
you're
biggest,
screwed.
No, I feel like the biggest loser. Well, I said I don't have that, but she made me feel horrible because look what she accomplished in 18 months, 130 pounds.
That's amazing,
and that's why today I've decided to refer to myself as many times as I can as a big fat loser, bald headed, ugly slob. And I'm going to keep doing that until it sinks in and I do something about my inability to have any discipline.
Hey, if you do that, if you end up losing weight, get some discipline, maybe that same type of scenario will happen if you lose weight.
I don't know how I would handle that.
Well, hi there.
I guess I'll have to deal with it when the time comes.
Yeah.
I won't hold
it's still not worth it.
Yeah, I won't hold my breath for that to happen. I'm a realist. I know what I am, and I know that when chicks like that look at me, they go, "Hey, he reminds me of my grandfather."
Yeah.
Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
All right, the hat trick. Three of them every year. Here's the first of the three. Christmas jokes. We do them every year. Santa Claus. Visualize they're getting ready to make the next stop. And as the reindeer come down out of the sky and land, it's not like a regular, ordinary landing. Their hooves are screeching and digging into the roof of this. It's a little tiny roof. They can barely get all their hooves on it. They're just all bunched up in a pile, and the sleigh is hanging off the back. Santa Claus gets out and looks down and realizes the main house is several feet away. It's way out in the country. And they have landed on an outdoor latrine, an outhouse. And Santa gets out and looks up at Rudolph and says, "For goodness sakes, Rudolph, we have to get your hearing checked. I said, next stop, the Schmidt House."
All right, we have some rain out there causing problems, I'm sure. Here's Frank Led for yellow traffic.
We do, Dan. I will start out with the good news, though. Westbound Highway 70 back open now at Wentzville. The crash is out of the way there. Westbound 44 past Big Bend, an accident just got out of the roadway there, so you're slow still through that stretch. Westbound 44 approaching Big Bend. Southbound on 270 past Manchester, an accident blocking a couple right lanes there. Southbound 270 and Highway 55, the right lane is closed there as well. And it is just slow and heavy throughout most of the St. Louis area. You're slow headed out of the city. Westbound 64 from about Vandeventer through Big Bend. Southbound 170 from north to Page down through Highway 64. As I said, westbound Highway 44 due to that accident, you're backed up to the Shrewsbury area near Laclede Station Road. Westbound on 44. Southbound on 270. It's stop and go now from north of Page all the way down through Highway 21. And long stretches of heavy volume there as well. Westbound 64 coming down the hill between 270 and looks like Chesterfield Parkway East is heavy. Heavy as well out into the valley, out to the Boone Bridge. Westbound Highway 70, long stretches headed out of the city now between Jennings Station and Grand Avenue. That stretch all the way out through the airport. Then again between 270 and looks like Highway 94. Eastbound 270 up in North County. You're on the brakes between McDonald and the Chain of Rocks Bridge. Still heavy headed towards the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55, Park Avenue up to the Poplar, as well as eastbound on Highway 64 headed towards the Poplar from about Compton Avenue this afternoon. This update brought to you by the Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. The Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is doctor recommended and backed by more medical studies than any other thermometer. Get yours at your local club, warehouse, and other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
Beginning Christmas Eve, 6 p.m., the Big 550 brings you a holiday tradition, An American Christmas, hosted by Mannheim Steamroller composer Chip Davis. You'll hear heartwarming stories and legends of Christmas woven into the best selection of music for the holidays. The festivities begin at 6 p.m. Christmas Eve, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Have you put off seeing the dentist because you can't afford to go? Are big dental bills taking a big toll on your wallet? Would you like to have dental insurance but think it's too expensive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company for a free information kit. See how you can help protect your teeth and your wallet for less than a dollar a day. 1-800-900-9981. This is real dental insurance that can help cover over 300 procedures, all the ones you're most likely to need. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose, and you'll never pay a deductible. Call in the next 10 minutes, and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-900-9981. That's 1-800-900-9981. 1-800-900-9981.
Remember when they made hams the old-fashioned way? Each one hand-trimmed, cured with three kinds of sugar, including brown sugar, then slow-smoked for hours and hours over stacks of 100% hickory. Just makes your mouth water, doesn't it? A Double G ham is still made that way, with the same care and attention, one ham at a time. It's a long family tradition for the folks at Double G, and always will be. You see, Double G makes hams in most any size, from whole bone-in down to slices for the best ham sandwich you've ever had. And their glaze mix, a secret family recipe laced with more brown sugar that you blend with apple juice, is a tasty topping for the perfect ham. You can find a Double G at your local grocer. This season, or any other, serve a Double G ham. Double G hams. Real. Honest. Good.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-400-1376. That's 1-800-400-1376. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-400-1376. 1-800-400-1376. 1-800-400-1376.
Give the gift that lasts all season long. Cardinals 5 and 10 game ticket packs are on sale now and feature 2015's top games and promotional dates. Choose from the 5 game bobblehead pack, which features 4 bobblehead dates, including Molina, Carpenter, Berkman, and Harry Carey, or the popular opening day pack, which includes your seat to the most premium game of the year, opening day, plus 5 weekend games and more. Ticket packs start at just $79 and are on sale now. Get yours at cardinals.com/holiday.
This holiday season, give the gift of... Give the gift of Cardinals baseball. 2015 all-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary beer and soda, plus a great view of the game. Choose from the UMB Champions Club, Bank of America Club, the Coca-Cola scoreboard patio, and more. Give the gift of date nights, the gift of memories, the gift of Cardinals baseball. Get your 2015 single-game all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/holiday.
Buying a home and finding a real estate agent is probably the most important thing you will do. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group, what should people look for in a real estate agent?
Number one, you should find a top-producing full-time agent. Did you know 20% of the agents sell about 80% of the houses in the St. Louis area? So the average agent sells less than 8 houses a year. Kathy Helbig Group sells over 100 houses a year.
You're not a typical real estate agent. You have a full group and a full team.
Exactly. It's a real estate business, so we have to be proficient at marketing, exposure, pricing, knowing our inventory, knowing the competition, and how to negotiate offers.
Kathy, if a buyer or a seller calls you today, what can you offer them?
A professional home designer on our staff will come in and give them an evaluation of their style and staging of their home prior to going on the market.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS. KathyHelbigGroup.com, 314-726-SOLD, or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
Need Noble Ice wines for your holiday parties or to give as a Christmas gift? Visit the tasting room and Noble Ice will help you find the perfect wine for your holiday needs. If you can't make it to the tasting room, then you can find a selection of their wines around town. For a complete list of where to find Noble Ice wines, go online to NobleIceVineyards.com to the Find Us page, and they will email you a list of stores, wine shops, and restaurants that carry your favorite Noble Ice wine. Again, visit the Find Us page at NobleIceVineyards.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
800-379-1174. 800-379-1174.
Jingle bells, massage luck sells, gift cards every day. Buy 2 cards and get 1 free, so get them under your tree.
Massage Lux is currently having their best gift card sale ever. Buy 2 gift cards and get 1 free. Hurry in to any of their 14 area locations and give the gift of tranquility for the holiday season. See spa for more details. To find a location near you, visit MassageLux.com.
Planning a New Year's or Missouri Tiger Citrus Bowl party? Why not treat your guests to Rib City? Rib City can cater your party business lunch with their award-winning baby back ribs or various other combinations too numerous to mention. Top it off with coconut cream or key lime pie. Yummy! Call Rib City at 314-965-RIBS or go to RibCitySDLewis.com for details. Rib City, real barbecue, great ribs in the Colonnade Center on Manchester, just east of 270.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Radio Show Saturday at 4 p.m. and Sunday morning at 7 a.m. to maximize your life.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober?
All right, what do you say we get out to a place where the sun shines most of the time? I believe the actual number is 330 days a year. That at least for an hour, the sunshine in Palm Springs, California. We haven't seen the sun, what, 6 months?
No.
It seems like it anyway. Mike Evans standing by courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant. Had dinner there last night. What a fat calf's liver. Oh, I love it. I know, you either hate it or you love it. Even if you hate it, you'd probably love it there. Annie Gunn's is next door to the Smokehouse Restaurant. They're both in Chesterfield Valley on the east end of all that stuff. And they are doing another bang-up year of gift card sales, so don't forget about that. Just about the time you go, what, well, could I get, I don't care whose name you fill in that blank, gift cards from Annie Gunn's of the Smokehouse. Folks, here is Mike Evans. What's going on, Homer?
82 degrees today in Palm Springs.
Shut up. We don't want to hear that. It's so gray here.
That's the Midwest.
So gray.
That is the Midwest.
What's going on?
Celebrity Christmas pop quiz question.
All right.
All have huge Christmas trees, but name the name of the star who has the biggest Christmas tree. Courtney Love. Mm. Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Kris Jenner.
Mm. Well, she's cute. No, Chris is cute, but she's not that cute. Oh, I keep thinking Bruce Jenner. She's the one that's cute. Yeah, Kris Jenner, good.
Heidi Klum.
Ooh, yeah.
Interesting note, instead of a luxurious Christmas tree, Mariah Carey. Always buys a Charlie Brown tree, ugliest tree she can find on the lot. She was asked why. She said, tradition, tradition. Her father used to make them buy the ugliest tree on the lot. Well, and she's kept it up.
That is a beautiful story.
More celebrity Christmas stuff. Former New York Yankee Derek Jeter says all he wants for Christmas is a Major League Baseball team. He wants to buy a Major League Baseball team, but no teams are for sale. There is some talk that maybe he might be able to buy the Texas Rangers. Selena Gomez always spends Christmas at her parents in Grand Prairie, Texas. Selena has hired a Santa Claus this Christmas Eve to come to her parents' house to surprise her daughter, Valentina.
That's beautiful.
It's beautiful, Franco.
Yep.
You know it's beautiful. I know it's beautiful. It's beautiful. I'm going to have another drink of wine.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Good idea.
It's my second glass, third glass.
Just getting warmed up.
Yeah. It's holidays.
Sure it is. Every day is a holiday for you.
It really is.
It really is.
I am blessed.
And every day's a holiday hill.
Yeah,
that's an old. Well, that was an old amusement park in St. Louis many, many years ago.
Yeah.
What in the hell are you talking about?
We're running your report.
It was a amusement park.
A little amusement park, and they had a jingle. Every day's a holiday at Holiday Hill.
I think I heard that. It was Zipper Zapper one time, homie.
Well, maybe.
That was before Zipper Zapper.
Yeah,
that
was.
You know, I think their spokesperson was Steve Savard.
No,
before that.
I damn. Anyway.
Nope.
Anyway.
Nope.
Odds and ends. This well-respected British medical journal calls American television doctor Dr. Oz a quack.
Good. I can't stand this guy.
After studying his show for a year, they say 52% of the information he spews is, quote, total bunk, end quote.
I've told my wife that for a long time. Oh, I just don't like that guy.
She likes him, though. I think she has a thing for him.
Well, maybe she does.
He looks like a bug.
He does.
I think he's ridiculous. But you got women slipping off their chairs watching him.
Oh, yeah. It's he does.
George Clooney.
He does, too.
Appearance in Downton Abbey called corny, cheesy. Producers wish he had never invited him on.
That's right, Red Boy. Cheesy.
Shaking in their boots, Sony recording artists, who now have been told they may be the next targets of the Sony hackers. Sony recording artists include Bruce Springsteen, Adele, Barbara Streisand, Beyonce, and others. The state in history. December 22nd, 1894. A group was started that I'm very proud to be a member of.
Johnny and Joe?
The United States Golf Association.
Johnny and Joe.
1894. Homie, I'm old, but I'm not that old.
What was it? The USG what?
United States Golf Association.
Well, you're practically charter member.
Yeah.
I am a member.
All right.
1961. This is sad. The very first American casualty of the Vietnam War died. Name was James Davis, a corporal from Los Angeles. December 22nd, 2001. Two very different things happened on this date that year. First pet was cloned, a cat named Cece. You know, that thing, you know, that's supposed to be a big deal. That never really took off, did it?
Nope.
Sure $25,000 to have your dog or your cat cloned. Yeah.
I remember Dolly the sheep. Remember that?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
1 minute, Mr. Evans.
And on the same date, same year, idiot named Richard Reed got on American Airlines Flight 63 with a bomb built in his shoe.
I remember that.
He's still in jail.
Good.
I have so much more, but because I am a professional, and finally.
It's like wine. It'll be even better later.
There it is, homie. There it is. You know what I'm talking about it. Name the name of the celebrity who has the biggest Christmas tree in Hollywood. Courtney Love, Jennifer Aniston, Kris Jenner, Heidi Klum.
I'll go Kris Jenner.
Heidi Klum.
I will also go Heidi Klum.
4 7-foot trees and a 15-foot tree in her foyer.
Yeah.
Kris Jenner.
Duh. Wow.
I'm Mike Evans from Love Hollywood. Hey.
5 trees.
That's...
Wow.
Well, you got to overdo it when you live out there. That's Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Please have the potato pancakes and bacon. Just telling you, you won't be sorry. Gift cards, a good idea. I forgot to hang up the phone. That was that clicking you heard. Apologize for that. First Community Credit Union was in there today. Got to see Sue, got to see Jonette, got to see Kimberly. That's right, I know the names of people in there. And they know customers' names because customers aren't just customers. They're members of First Community Credit Union. Two things to remember. 1.99% APR on every purchase you make on your First Community Credit Union credit card through December 31st. And $100, $100 to you just for moving your car loan from somewhere else to First Community Credit Union. There are a couple right there, a couple of great reasons to just go ahead and change everything you do banking-wise to First Community Credit. Just move. Just move. Close out all your accounts and do all your banking with us. Us. And when I say us, I'm talking about a big group of people. There are lots of us. It is the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, 40 locations. And thanks to all the loyal yard sale listeners who go in and tell the people at First Community how much they appreciate the yard sale every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 o'clock with Paul Warner. It is a terrific place to bank. And you can do all your banking there, and you'll be glad you did. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
Meep, meep. Let's get a final check on traffic. Here's Frank Ladd.
Couple accidents out there, Dan. Remaining 64 eastbound to Jefferson. This one's on the right shoulder. You're slow, headed towards the Poplar Street Bridge. 64 eastbound from, looks like back to Kings Highway now. A little before Kings Highway, we've got slow stretches all the way to the Poplar. 270 southbound at Manchester, the right lane currently blocked with an accident there. South of Doherty Ferry, it's a pretty good run. North of there, your stop and go from Olive all the way down through Manchester Road. Westbound on 64, still heavy from Van Meter out to McCausland. Then again between Spady and 141, almost to Timberlake Manor. And then a pocket approaching the Boone Bridge. Southbound on 170 remains heavy between Olive and 64. Eastbound on 270 up in North County from McDonald all the way through the Halls Ferries. You've got slow traffic. Northbound on 170. You're on the brakes now between 70 and 270. Remains heavy headed out of Shrewsbury. Bogs down a little bit on westbound 44 between the Shrewsbury area, McCausland, and Highway 67. That's Lindbergh. Southbound on 270. They've gotten the accident out of the way at 55, but you're still stop and go from 44 all the way down to 55. This update brought to you by It's the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It's so fast, accurate, and easy that it takes the hassle out of taking temperature. Every new parent should have one. Pick one up at Toys R Us, Babies R Us, or other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is Larry Connors. I look back over this last year and I can count so many blessings, some totally unexpected. From Larry Connors USA to you and your family, I wish this new year brings you many blessings of good health and great fortune.
Happy holidays from all of us at the Big 550 KTRS.
Happy holidays from the Big 550 KTRS.